Hello, and welcome once again to A Word from My Hermitage. This is Father Clint Heinkamp coming to you from my hermitage in St. Pius Priory in Chicago. The homily today is for the feast of St. Simon and Jude, who were apostles, and whose feasts we celebrate today, October 28th, 2025. Our gospel today is from the evangelist Luke, where he writes, "Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and as he spent the night in prayer to God, when day came, he called the disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles." Before making one of the most significant decisions of his public ministry, the choosing of the 12, Jesus withdraws to the mountain and spends the night in prayer. This image of Christ at prayer in the darkness is striking. He who is the Son of God still seeks the Father's will in silence and communion. In this moment, the Gospel reminds us that mission begins in prayer. Before activity, before choice, before sending others out, Jesus listens. The foundation of every vocation is not talent or enthusiasm, but discernment, a heart aligned with the Father's will. The mountain is not only a place of solitude, it is a place of vision. From the mountain, Jesus sees the world he came to save, and he calls those who will share in his mission. When morning comes, Jesus chooses 12 ordinary men, fishermen, a tax collector, a zealot, none of them remarkable by the world's standards, yet each one is chosen to bear the weight of divine friendship and the responsibility of representing Christ himself. Among them are Simon the Zealot and Jude, also called Thaddeus, whose feast we celebrate today. Simon, once consumed by political zeal, learns a new fire, the zeal of love, the passion for souls. Jude, who tradition calls the patron of lost causes, embodies hope against hopelessness. Their lives testify that God can transform every temperament and circumstance into grace. The zealot becomes an apostle of peace. The forgotten one becomes the saint people invoke in desperation. Their story teaches us that God's call is not about prominence, but purpose. The less the world knows their names, the more God delights to work through them, quietly, steadfastly, and faithfully. Saints Simon and Jude are models, then, of hidden holiness. Unlike Peter or John, we hear almost nothing of them after the resurrection, yet the silence surrounds their names is its own witness. They remind us that the kingdom of God advances not only through famous saints or public miracles, but through hidden fidelity, through those who simply remain faithful to their mission. In every parish, in every family and vocation, there are Simons and Judes, disciples who pray, serve, and love without recognition. God's church depends on their unseen devotion. Heaven's history is written in their quiet yes. I think every Christian is called to be an apostle. In other words, to be sent into the world as the bearer of Christ's presence. We may not stand before crowds or travel to distant lands, but our mission is no less real. To be an apostle is to let Christ's life be seen in our words, our patience, our forgiveness, our courage. The world today still longs for the kind of apostles Simon and Jude became, people who burn with holy zeal, who bring hope where others see no way forward, who live their lives without needing applause. Jesus' all-night prayer before choosing the apostles also reminds us of something deeply personal. God spends the night of our struggles praying over us, waiting for the dawn when we too will hear his call. Each of us has a place among his chosen. As we celebrate Saints Simon and Jude, we are invited to return to the mountain, to find again the silence of prayer where God reveals who we are and what he asks of us. There, in communion with Christ, our own apostleship begins anew. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, who prayed through the night before calling your apostles, teach us to listen before we act, to pray before we choose, and to love before we speak. Through the intercession of Saint Simon and Jude, give us courage in mission and faithfulness in hidden service, that the world may see your light through our lives. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share it with your family members and friends, and invite them to join us each day as we reflect over the gospel in My Hermitage. God bless you, and happy feast day.